This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Witnesses say that a rocket struck a neighborhood near Kabul's international airport amid the ongoing U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The rocket struck Monday morning in Kabul's Salim Karwan neighborhood, and gunfire immediately followed the explosions, but it was not immediately clear who was firing. A U.S. drone strike blew up a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers from Afghanistan's Islamic State affiliate on Sunday before they could attack the ongoing military evacuation at Kabul's international airport, according to American officials. An Afghan official has said that the three children were killed in the strike. The U.S. is set to withdraw from Afghanistan by Tuesday. The Biden administration is within reach of achieving one of its goals in Afghanistan. Biden administration officials say that the United States has the capacity to evacuate the approximately 300 U.S. citizens who remain in Afghanistan who want to leave before President Joe Biden's Tuesday deadline. The commitment comes as another U.S. drone strike against suspected Islamic State militants highlights the grave threat in the war's final days. A Louisiana sheriff's office has reported the first death from Hurricane Ida. The Ascension Parish Sheriff's Office says on Facebook that the deputies responded to a report of someone injured by a fallen tree and at a home. They, in fact, confirmed that the person has, in fact, died. It was in an area, in a suburb of Baton Rouge, Louisiana's capital city. This is VOA News.